I call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Friday, September 23rd, 2016 at 5:32 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Gerald Crowley Student Union. We'll move into agenda item two, roll call.
Director Long.
Present.
Funding Manager Desmero. Present. Oh. Commissioner Bitar.
Present.
Commissioner Carrasco.
Present.
Commissioner Hidalgo.
Present.
Commissioner Ronquillo.
Present.
Commissioner Tarr.
Present.
Commissioner Wayne.
Tardy excused.
Quorum is present.
Perfect. Thank you. We'll move into agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right. Great. We'll move into agenda item four, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. Action one, the commission will hear the following request for club support funding for the fall one funding period. So Nevada Students for Life sent funding manager Desmero and myself an email saying that they wanted to rescind their funding. This was because they realized their event date is actually in fall two. So we'll just keep that on our radar. And if they want to do funding for the next period, then we'll just review that application again. So I'm seeking a motion to indefinitely postpone Nevada Students for Life Tier 2 application in the amount of $832.92. Commissioner Hidalgo.
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Bitar. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Cool. We'll move into UNR Society for the chapter of UNR Student Chapter of the Wildlife Society. So, can we get your name and position in the organization for our records?
Yep. Gracie, the president.
And
Corey Calderon, treasurer.
Great. And then could you just, have you guys told us about this application already?
Yeah.
On Friday or Saturday last week, I believe?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So which one of you commissioners got to review this one?
Pretty sure. It looks like it'd be me.
It was under AIAA.
It was under what?
This one. Association for Aeronautics and
Astronautics. Oh.
Commissioner Ronquillo.
Okay, so I retired your application. Let me just pull everything to make sure. Everything looks good. I sent you the email for the supporting documents, and you guys sent it to me. Just curious. This is the plain tee, right, with the tank tops and the t-shirts?
Yeah, the screen printed.
Yeah, and the screen printed? Okay. So. We're just going to change some prices here. So. Wait, so do you guys know how much the shirt was? Because I don't think I had this plain dot for the. Okay, one second.
Commissioner Ronquillo.
I move to change line item 3 and 4 to unit price of $6. Unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Is there anything else on this app? Commissioner Bitar.
Just make sure you guys have the ASUN logo on there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Did you guys send a picture of the actual?
I think we sent it over email.
Yeah, was it this one?
Yeah, there's another picture also. That's
Commissioner Hidalgo.
You guys know why we did that? Just for you guys' sake?
Yeah, isn't
the cap is $6.
Yeah.
Just so you guys were like confused, like, oh, thank you then.
Perfect. Anything else?
No, I think she's good.
Great.
This is now a Tier 4 application in the amount of $393.11.
And 11 cents?
Yes.
Commissioner Ronquillo.
I'm going to approve after it was filled out by society, just tier 4 application for $473 and only cents.
Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations. And then Funding Manager Desmero will be uploading these applications to the drive shortly after this meeting, so you should be good to get your funding by Monday.
Okay.
Yep. Right on. Thanks for coming. And then please make sure to sign in on the public attendance sheet, which is floating down there if you haven't yet. Right on. We'll move into the student chapter of the Society for Range Management, and we'll hear their Tier 4 application. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Can we get your name and position in the organization for our records?
Please.
What?
Did they just...
Hey, guys. Do we need to actually
go out on first? Oh, yeah. All right. Go ahead,
sir. My name is Louis Mendy. I'm the president of the Range Partnership.
Great. And could you tell us a little bit about your application?
Yeah, my bad. I was in a rush, didn't look, then I checked summer funding. As far as the actual t-shirt design goes, this is a design that we've used in the past. This is the first time that we've asked for ASUA funding on it. Because of that, I've gone through and got approved for, is it the printing rights or whatever rights it is to use the ASUA logo, done the paperwork on that. Hopefully you guys have record of all that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. The club's planning on funding everything past the $6 cap.
Right on. Let the record show that Commissioner Rachel Wang showed up into the room at 5:39 p.m. Which commissioner got to look over this one? Commissioner Batar?
Application looks good. I just move to change non-food by item 1 t-shirts to a unit price of $6 unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Funding Manager Desmond.
Which one is the correct one on here, or on Caspio?
It's in summer 1.
Yeah.
And
which Excel
is it
sheet?
Which Excel sheet? Is it t-shirt request 2 or is it t-shirt request 2-1?
They're the same thing.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay.
You open them both.
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
All right.
Sorry.
And that was the motion for $6.
Mm-hmm. $6 cap on the t-shirts.
Cool. Okay. This now tier 4 application, the amount of $246.
Commissioner Vitar.
I move to approve this application in the amount of $246.
Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congrats.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Of course. So just in the future, just make sure to submit under the correct tier, funding period. And then make sure to see Rocio before you head out, and she'll help you fill out a form.
Awesome.
And lastly, we'll move into the Nevada Student Ambassadors Tier 4 application. Commissioner O'Phillip.
May I recuse myself in the table?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Here in the chapter of the Society for Range Management.
Very cool. Could we get your name and position in the organization for our records?
I'm Martha Three-Eye, President of the Madison Ambassadors.
And I'm Maria Lennon, the treasurer.
Awesome. Thank you. And then also, I forgot to do this for the other clubs, but are either of you elected or appointed officials by ASUM?
No.
Perfect. Thanks. great. So, Commissioner...
What have been marked?
Okay.
Oh, wait, no.
It probably was me.
Yeah, Commissioner Vitar.
Was it correctly placed?
This one was under fall 2. Right. Yeah. Yeah, and
no,
sorry.
It was Kenneth.
Yes?
We both did.
Okay.
Because he has comments on here.
Okay. Commissioner Wayne?
Is there an ASU logo on there?
The ASU logo is on the switch.
Okay, that's why I didn't see it.
Is it in
yeah.
the design?
It's not in
the
yeah.
It's not, they can't get a picture of the sleeve, but they have the price under sleeve logo.
Okay. Do the supporting documentation show that? Yes. Perfect. Commissioner Wayne?
So basically how you have it formatted right now is that t-shirts are $6 each, but the branded quote that you give us, they do a different way of splitting it up. Do you not want us to also fund you for the screen printing charge and the one-time setup fee?
Commissioner Tarr.
To clarify your question, there's the $6 cap, but Brandon's or Brandon's invoice splits it up so we can actually fund you for more. However, it would eat into your tier 4 cap, is kind of the other side of it. So if that's fine with you to get more money, then.
Just mean less
tier 4. But it means you'd have less tier 4 for the rest of the year.
I think we were okay with the $6 cap.
Okay.
Great. Commissioner Vitar.
I move to approve this application in the amount of $288.
Seconded by Commissioner Carrasco. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congrats. So yeah, next time just make sure to submit under the right tier, or funding period. We'll be good to go. And then see Rocio before you head out.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Alright, we'll move the meeting into agenda item 5, report of the director of clubs and organizations. Just a few things that I wanted to go over. First and foremost, I have a couple emails. Oh yeah, Rocio.
Can you repeat them out,
please? Yeah, it was $288. Yeah, let the record show that Commissioner Ronquillo stepped back into the room at 5:45 p.m. So I received a couple of emails today. First one came from Karen Lindloff. Good morning. On Tuesday, September 27th at 10 a.m., I have scheduled a Wolfpack welcome evaluation and planning forum. Hopefully you or a representative of your area can attend to share how your events went during welcome, and we can start thinking about welcome 2017. I hope to see you there, 10 a.m., room 323 of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Go Pack. So that's next Tuesday, I believe. I cannot go.
Except at
10 a.m., yes.
Do you know how long you're going for?
I do not. She didn't say anything. I can't go because I have class. But I do want somebody to go from clubs and organizations, if not to put in so much input. We did have, club fair, but I did help with the orientation sessions in ASUN, so that'll probably be a topic that's covered as well. So if there's someone from the commission, anyone that wants to go, I think this would be a good event for us to, show up and, be able to input our stuff. Yeah, funding manager, Desmere.
What's the location again?
323 of the Joe. Plus. Out of town.
I can.
Commissioner Hidalgo.
I can go. I have class at 11. Just depending on how long it goes, I can stay until about 10:40.
Okay, that would definitely, that would be probably good. Commissioner Carrasco, do you have class during the time?
I have training 9 to 10, and then I have work 11 to 1, so I do have that break in between, so I probably, miss the beginning, get the middle, and then miss the end, because I have to leave and then come here, because
okay.
I've been on campus.
And was there one more class?
I have also class at 11.
Class 11, okay. So yeah, if we could get, I think it'll be harder for you to show up, Commissioner Carrasco, so maybe one or both of you, either Commissioner Hidalgo or Commissioner Tarr, if you could show up to that event for me, and at least, you know, retain some of the information about whatever Karen has to say, and then that'll look good on us. So go ahead and schedule that if you two want to work it out. Second one was from Desiree Acosta. Hello, Richard. I hope all is well. I'm working for the first in the PAC, a first-generation support program in the Academic Opportunity and Support Programs Department. We host workshops throughout the year to provide students with resources that will help them be successful in and out of the classroom. On October 5th, we are hosting a campus involvement workshop. I'm hoping that we can have you and or the club commissioners present to our students. I originally thought of reaching out to club leaders, but I think having the commissioners present would be more of an objective approach, where the focus is promoting involvement instead of just that specific organization. We provide two times to work around the student schedule, 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Please let me know if you and the commissioner are interested so we can discuss more details. Thank you, Desiree Acosta. So this is something that I kind of wanted to bring to your attention and see what you guys thought. Is this, you know, something that you would potentially want to present at? That would be a Wednesday. Commissioner Hidalgo?
Can you kind of just go over it, like summarize what you do there? Okay, kind of clear.
Yeah. Commissioner, or sorry, Funny Manager Desmer, you want to
so say I know a little bit about First in the PAC. It's basically a first generation, yeah, as it mentioned, it's a first generation program, and it's, I think it's typically, I think it's, they're just trying to promote involvement because around like first generation students, part of the thing with like TRIO, McNair, all those other programs, First in the PAC, they want them, the first generation students, to be involved on campus to get them involved. So I think just any general information about what you do in helping start a club, as well as what club options there are for first generation students, and just like a quick overview of like the different coalitions would be a really cool thing to be looking for.
She mentioned that it's a campus involvement workshop, so it's just going to pertain directly to clubs and organizations.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, just some tidbits for you guys. With grades that we see and typical trends, we see higher grade point averages come from first generation students that are involved in campus organizations than we see from typical student employees and student government employees. So it is very important, and if we've got the commission there, again, this is going to look good on us, and we know campus involvement better than most people. So this is, it's going to be 11:30 and 5:30 on Wednesday, and I have class at that 11:30 time. I believe that I could make the 5:30 one, but I wanted to see if this was something you guys were interested in. Commissioner Onkola?
I can go to the 5:30
one. Okay. Funny Manager Desmero?
I like to go to 5:30 one too, if possible.
Okay. Yeah, oh, and that was the reason. I have class that starts at noon on Wednesdays, so that's, Commissioner Krasko.
Unfortunately,
I will be out of town,
which makes me very upset because
it's something near and dear to my heart.
Commissioner Bittar?
I've class at 5:30.
Can anyone go to that 11:30 one?
Richard?
Yeah, Rocio.
If you send me the email, I'm not sure what exactly, if they're just looking for students, but if my schedule permits, I can try to do something.
Okay.
What's the location?
Let's see. She didn't tell me directly in this email, but I can, seeing that there's some interest from you guys, I can definitely ask for more information and communicate that with you. Commissioner Wang?
I can't make either one of them. I have an honors thesis meeting, and then the other one I have lab, like physics lab.
Okay, so Wings, no. Crosco, no. All right.
I could probably do the 11 o'clock one.
11:30?
Yeah. I'd like more information, though, before entirely committing to that. But yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Cool. So I'll email her back and get some information about what's going to happen at those workshops. Again, this is, I feel like, one of those good events that workshops that would definitely promote, you know, the clubs and organizations department. So I'll let you guys know when I get some more information on that. Moving into the doodle poll and meetings. It looks like we've got a break in time on Wednesdays, as we've already, you know, discovered, at 10 a.m. I guess let's start there. The doodle poll was pretty overwhelming. There was a lot of times and stuff to choose from. So is that a time that works for everyone and or who cannot be there? I know that we've had quorum before, so Commissioner Carrasco. Sorry, one more time?
I have work from 8 to 1.
Work from 8 to 1. Okay.
Should we schedule that, Sandra, for, like, weekly? Or, yeah, like, could you could they move your schedule around at all? I don't think so, because that's, like, it's set for, like, a whole year. Or not a whole year, like, a whole semester. And that's the only chunk that they need. Because they need to work a certain amount of hours. And then that chunk is, like, blocked off. I can see if I can, like, move half of it somewhere else to see if I can open up a couple hours. See if they'll let me do that.
What time do you start?
8 to 1.
Commissioner Amkula.
Like, how much time would you need? More than an hour, typically?
So, one of the things that I've thought of is that we could do 2 meetings a week. That would ensure that we could do shorter meetings on both Wednesdays, and it would probably end up being Fridays. But in the past, and it all depends on how things go. In the past, I've seen meetings last forever, obviously. 4 to 6 hour long meetings that weren't even funding hearings. It just depends on what's agendized and stuff. So 2 hours is theoretically enough. But you never know. Commissioner Tarr.
Is it feasible to where if a short meeting is anticipated, we schedule it on Wednesday, and if a long meeting is anticipated, we do it at this time? Like have 2 times open, and one or the other is picked depending on the length of the meeting that we expect?
That's feasible, but the only issues I see with that is in agendizing.
Yeah, it just means we'd have to know.
Like, we'd have to know by Friday of the prior week.
Yes.
Or by Thursday.
Yes.
So if that's, you know, something that we can do, then that's an option as well. Funding manager Dismar.
Typically those like super long meetings are like 4 to 6 hours are for like policy edits. Mm-hmm. And if you've been following Commission Charge Project and but giving them the edits, I think we would only have probably like one meeting that would actually take that long that has policy in it. So I wouldn't worry too much about that number. But in terms of my input on terms of the Wednesday Friday thing is that it is sometimes difficult to get agendas up we can get them up on time, but it's just we would have to be up consistently either early on that morning on the 3 days, or we would have to be we would have to stay long nights just to post the agenda. So it's just more of like an inconvenience, and it's like if one schedule doesn't line up, we wouldn't want so that a club leader gets cut from us not being able to have a meeting due to like a 3-day limit.
I feel like scheduling is, I mean, agendizing is always going to be an issue, but
yeah. But
that should not be the focus of what time we're having our meeting and,
okay,
you know, anything like that. We can
work
around that. The biggest issue is just going to be making sure that, you know, we have the communication from the commissioners to Jared and myself, and from the commissioners to the club leaders to find out exactly what we need on the agenda for the following week by that Thursday, if that's the case. Commissioner Vitar, did you have a hand?
No.
Okay. Rocio, what are your thoughts?
Aside from, I don't really need to look at the Doodle poll, but aside from Wednesdays, your conflict, everyone else would be able to do 10 to noon max.
I can do 10 to 11 because I have work at 11.
And here's what I'm trying to do, everyone, is I'm trying to work really, really hard with your schedules, not making you cut things or not attend meetings or work schedules, but it's really, really hard when there isn't a lot of options, and it has to be a consistent meeting moving forward. forward, especially for those students of other organizations that would like to come and attend a meeting. It'd just be hard to every week to set up different meetings. So I say we take 5 minutes right now to try our best to accommodate everyone's schedule, but worst case scenario is somebody's going to have to make a sacrifice. Fridays at 4 p.m. sounds like it could be the last resort, but I've seen it happen. It's just not the most ideal. Holidays are always interrupt the meetings, and then you have to like come up with different days. Traveling plans, if you do have something coming up, it's just not the most ideal at all. Programming already has meetings on Fridays, so I'm not sure how long theirs will be. Theirs start around 2 or 3, so depending on when we're done, that might be a little bit of conflict. So does anybody have any other proposals as far as meeting times that we can just get it all sorted out right now, because the Doodle Pool is just not working?
Commissioner Hidalgo.
What is anyone going available earlier on Wednesday? Before 10, like 8 a.m.?
I mean, my schedule starts...
Because it sucks to have a meeting at 8 a.m., but it's like what you were saying, we need to have a consistent like time, so I'm fine with having an 8 a.m. or a 9 a.m. meeting if that works with everyone on Wednesday.
Yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays I start class at 9:30, and Friday at 9, so other than that, I'm good. Commissioner Wang?
I have class at 9 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
I have class at 8 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
What do Tuesdays or Thursday mornings look like for all of you?
I start class at 9:30.
Class at 11.
Class at 11.
Tuesdays I'm basically free all day, unless I substitute.
Work at 9 to 10. And it's hard for me to get a ride before.
So let's not talk about work. Let's just first like look at windows, and then the second tier would be, okay, work schedules. And then we can try. But at this point, we just need like a few options. We don't have any whatsoever. If somebody can be looking at that and just propose a couple of other ones where maybe one or two.
Commissioner Wang?
So, looking at it, Adam, you have class at 3 p.m., right, on Wednesdays?
Wait, when?
3 p.m. on Wednesdays.
I have class at 4.
Oh.
Wednesdays is just not the most ideal. Every other week we have SEB meetings at 2, and those are usually 2 to 4.
Okay.
Commissioner Carrasco.
So for Wednesdays, the morning like portion is not an option, because I could definitely be free from like 9 or 10 until 1 p.m. when I have class. I read that.
Sorry, which days?
The Wednesdays.
Yeah, if I split it in half and then I take care of like the other stuff, like from 8 a.m. to like 10, like then 10 to 1 to
so
be open.
Wednesday, 10 to 11 or 10 to 11:30 max, 10 to noon.
Commissioner Wang.
Richard, it looks like you're not available from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday.
Yeah, so I have class starting at noon. The reason I have it blocked off is because that is the time that I've set for my one-on-ones with Rocio.
Oh.
But that's subject to change.
Here we can. So right now, Wednesday's at 10.
Yeah, except
10
has
to
really say it.
I can see if I can discuss my schedule for the afternoon shift and stuff. But I won't find out something there.
Do we feel comfortable moving forward with this? Is this something that we can, it's either that or Fridays at 4?
Commissioner Wang.
Can we work with?
So I can do that as long as, I absolutely cannot make meetings on Fridays because of my research. I have to do 25 hours each week. And I'm required to be there for 7-hour blocks. So if I'm missing 3 hours on Wednesday morning, I have to make up for that on Fridays. So just saying, like, if we have an emergency meeting that I'd like for there, yeah, I absolutely cannot do that.
So if I make 2-hour time block from 10 to 12, it'll be perfect.
a version film time slot. Okay, I'll just cut that hour off because I picked up the Saturday shift and got rid of my afternoon shifts. So I should be good. Yeah, they approved me to get off that hour.
Posting is not going to work out for next week anyways because of the 3 days, so it wouldn't be into come into effect until the following week, so you do have some time to get that figured out. You have a whole week, so I would just email today and then get that ball rolling so that by following, not next week, but the following week, we can start meeting Wednesdays at 10. 10 to 12. So for next week, what do you...
Let's schedule a meeting next week, Friday at 4 p.m., and then we will need all of the stuff for the following week's agenda by next Thursday so that I can post the
Wednesday agenda.
Yeah, so that we can make and post the Wednesday's agenda for the following week by Friday morning at 9. Rocio.
And with the agenda, don't stress. If a student tells you, you know, I need to be agendized, and you moving forward let everyone know it's Wednesday, and in order for you to be on the agenda, you have to tell me Thursday of the week before. That's when you let them know. If you don't have their information by Thursday in the morning to turn it in, then they're just agendized for the following week.
How many weeks out are we from the next newsletter, Commissioner Ronquillo?
I'm going to send it out. I'm going to collect all your information by the 1st, and then send it to Sarah, and then Sarah should send it out by October 12th.
Okay. So until the 12th, notify your, you know, coalitions that if you want to be on the agenda for something, then let us know by, you know, Thursdays. And then we will put that information in that newsletter, I think will be an easy way to target a large audience.
By Thursday what time?
We'll say Thursday by
3, 5.
I would say probably yeah, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I'll
sit there.
4
is fine. Yeah, Commissioner Hidalgo.
One clarification. So next meeting is on next Friday?
Next Friday at 4 p.m.
I won't be able to make it. I have work 2 to 6.
Work 2 to 6.
Yeah, okay. But my work schedules are different, so I can usually make meetings at 4 if you do have it, but just I have a side shift from 2 to 6.
Perfect. Yeah, Rocio.
I was just gonna reiterate September 30th, Friday, 4 to 5. At least 5 of you are gonna be here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Moving forward, please put it on your calendar. The whole work thing and everything else should not be. So for you, Rod, make sure that they know that I cannot be scheduled during 10 to noon on Wednesdays. Okay? If it's an absolute, like, extreme case, then we can talk about it, but everyone moving forward should know for the rest of the semester. And then another thing that Richard and I talked about, if you have specific trips coming up where you know in advance that you're going to be gone for a conference or for an extended period of time, let's communicate that as soon as possible.
Which brings up my next point. Totally slipped my mind until last night when it was brought to my attention, but my best friend's sister's wedding is next Friday in Tahoe, so I will not be able to attend that meeting. Funding manager DeSamara will be able to chair it. I'm going to give him all of the information about which organizations are coming in, which ones we need to hear, postpone, take roll call votes on, etc., etc., etc. Treat him next week as you would treat me and allow him to, you know, put in his comments for objective discussion, seeing as there are going to be some votes that we need to handle next week. So, yeah, in the future I'll let you guys know when I'm traveling. I won't be traveling on our meeting days generally. This was just something that's been in the works since midsummer and it slipped my mind until now. Commissioner Wayne.
For next Friday's meeting, would it be okay if I'm about 15, 30 minutes late? I have a tour with the Hamilton Robotics Company, and we need to set up a new project for my online business. So.
Okay.
And it shouldn't go past It shouldn't go past like 3:45, but just to give them the courtesy of not rushing them.
Are we going to have quorum?
I'll be here.
So it's three. Commissioner Hidalgo is not going to be here. Commissioner Carrasco?
I have an extra credit lecture from 3 to 4:15. It's all about early, but I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, as long as you can be here by 4:15.
Yeah.
Preferably could before that.
Yeah, right.
Time it
yeah.
to start
yeah.
at 4:15?
Yeah, we can just put it on as 4:15 instead of 4. Or
okay.
4:15.
Sounds like that'd be easier logistics.
Okay, so let's plan for 4:15 then. Or what do you guys think? 4:30?
4:30.
Okay. 4:30 next Friday. And that'll be communicated with you guys. Cool with you, Rocio? Perfect. Anything else on meetings? Yeah, Rocio, go ahead.
So I'm gonna check the president's conference room just to see if we will have the idea to have a consistent room as well.
It would be nice if we could push for a bigger room for some things, just because we do have days. We've had a few meetings this year already where the president's conference room has been a little bit small. So if the Senate chambers are open, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
We can kind of play it by ear.
What about that big room where we have two meetings?
Yeah, 317. There's the great room.
The great room with the fireplace.
There's
graduate student lounge is bigger. I don't
know. I think for just the time, it's not a big issue. I know our philosophy in the center is that we try to use this room as much as possible so that we don't take away space from other clubs and works. But 10 at 12, I think we should be fine. So if someone wants to look into a great room.
Funding manager DeSamaro, you can take
that.
Cool.
If it's not consistent, then we should probably look at something else, but if it's available every Wednesday, that'd be
awesome. Anything else on meetings? Right on. Well, I'm glad that we got that set. So next Friday, 4:30. Following that, we'll do Wednesdays, 10 a.m. So yeah, make sure to communicate with your commission or coalitions about that. That is it for my report, and we'll move into agenda item 6: report of the club support funding manager. Oh yeah, Commissioner Crosby or Commissioner Wayne,
okay.
Whoever.
Are we going to discuss the two emails I sent you
regarding
pre-PA and AMSA? If they will be agendized for next week or not, I don't know if that's something we have to discuss with the commission or.
I think we should agenda. Yeah, that was the plan. Agendize them and then discuss and vote if necessary at that time.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else? Yeah, Commissioner Carrasco.
Oh, like I already mentioned this, but and then I'll send out an email just to have it in the email. But now that it'll be our meetings will be at 10 on Wednesday, I will miss the first meeting because of taxes.
Cool. Right on. Yeah, we'll move into agenda item 6, report of the club support funding manager.
Yes, so I just wanted to let you know that I will be away from October 31st to the 2nd, and it's still quite a while from now. I'm going to be away in Arkansas for the Enactus USA Partner Summit, so I unfortunately won't be around for that week's meeting. But hopefully, I mean, you guys will be fine. Would you be willing to do the if we hear any funny applications or anything along that?
That's easy.
Awesome. Okay. Let's see. Oh yeah, website pictures. They are coming up next Wednesday. I remember Director Long sent out something on that. But this is really important that we get this out. It's at 4:30 to 6:30 next Wednesday. So if you guys are not free during that time.
So the reason that it's 4:30 to 6:30 is a 2-hour block. It literally takes like 3 minutes to take your pictures. They just throw a robe over you and snap a couple shots and you're good to go. They just wanted to schedule a big time for us to come in. Yeah, Commissioner Vitar.
I believe I have class from that block. Is there any way we could get it done earlier? Because you said he's available all day in the email.
Quincy.
She.
Is available at that time.
4:30 to 6:30?
Yeah. I don't want to have to push off pictures any more than we already have. So if there's a time that you can work out,
it might be like a quick 10 minute. Like I'll just come in right at 4:30.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
They can definitely work that out, Commissioner Wang.
I also would need like a really quick 5 minutes because I have class at EMS at 5, and it's physics class. I can't believe.
Yeah, like I said, it literally takes like 3 minutes.
Okay.
You guys are adult enough to figure out who needs to be at what commitments at what time, and not say, "Oh, you know, I'm taking my picture first." Like, no. So, you guys can sort that out when the time comes. These are important because there is going to be a website audit, and we need the website to look clean and crisp and perfect, and we need pictures up. If I'm the only one on the website right now with a picture, even if it is in a salmon pink polo, then it doesn't look good on us to have it. You guys just be the Senate chambers instead of actually yourselves. Commissioner Hidalgo?
So we just come in at any time. We don't have to email or directly saying, hey, we're coming in at this specific time. We just come in at any time during that block.
Yeah, coming at any time during that block. I think it would be a good courtesy, though, if you, like Commissioner Wang was saying, that she has, you know, to be at class at 5 in DMS, then, you know, shoot her an email and just say, you know, for your information, FYI, you know, if we can make this fast, then that would be great. That'll be easier for her, and she'll be accommodating for that. Commissioner Hidalgo?
I think it would look awesome if all of us dressed in professional wear.
Cool.
And all of our pictures. Just thrown out there.
Yeah, it's so it's put underneath the...
Well, at least for like guys,
the robes.
Yeah. Just like a shirt and a tie, and then I'm not sure what women wear.
I agree.
Yeah.
So my point,
no, I'm great with that.
Mine looks really good.
Commissioner Carrasco?
That's what I was about to say. I know you wanted polos. I was like, but...
No.
If we just not wearing like salmon, you know, whatever, then like we'll be good. Like,
yeah, so
all navy,
yeah.
Blue or black.
So my choice, yeah, it's either going to be wear your polo or we can do professional attire. Commissioner Vitar.
Well, my only thing is with professional, we're all going to have different undershirts. So if we all did our polos, we'd all match.
Yeah, I think we should just do our polos.
That's what I'm thinking. Just so we can
do
match.
Do
you want
polo?
Let's do white. I don't have white color.
Funny manager discount.
The thing is, like, your attire doesn't really matter because in the end, you're still mostly getting covered by the robe, and everybody still looks the same, background and everything. And the important thing that they see is sort of your face, because, okay, real, like on a serious note, the commissioners have never had like anything like this for their websites, which is really cool to, you know.
You
like,
yeah,
like, you don't want to look like that.
That's
not always looking like that.
It's not even buttoned up all the way.
Yeah.
Check TFM part 2.
Commissioner Wang.
I still think we should just all look good and look uniform, except for Richard, because.
No, I'm retaking my picture.
Okay. I think it'd be, I mean, since we haven't done anything like this, it'd be cool to just have it be like, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
Instead of like.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I want you guys to all wear your polos. Uniformity looks nice. I'll wear my commissioner, or my director polo too, so.
Perfect.
Won't have to see that anymore. Commissioner Uncle.
So just to clarify, I have to email and see on my own and do my picture.
Yeah. Yeah, just set up a time and tell her that you can come in and help her set up the backdrop and stuff if she needs it to.
Is it here or is it?
Yeah, so the last time we took pictures, it was in this little corner nook right over here.
Oh, okay.
So,
no professional wear?
Polos.
Semi-pro.
Let's see.
Kind of.
Berlin ties.
Those look nice. What's your info,
Rocio? Funding manager, De Samara.
I think... aside from that, just funding tracker is going to be done really soon. Rocio, I know you sent an email for the calculations. Those will be done through the funding tracker, and if not, I'll do them myself and just send you an email over the weekend. And that should be ready within 2 weeks. It's more basically the further I hold it on, the more of a issue it's going to be for me. So. I'm going to try to get that done as soon as possible, and you guys are going to get a lot of really cool stats when that's done.
Yeah.
With funding apps, things that weren't on there before.
One of the very cool things that funding manager Sharma did 3 years ago, he put together a presentation, like a really short PowerPoint presentation that had like some pie charts and stuff on it, so that we can see like the demographics of people that are like requesting funds and stuff. I don't know if you wanted to throw some of them together, then that makes us seeing our numbers and who we're serving pretty easy.
I can get that for a report.
Cool.
Probably.
Yeah, that's awesome. Anything else?
Oh no. Sorry. I was like.
Perfect. We'll move into agenda item 7, report of the commissioners. Well, action 1, Commissioner Guitar Sports and Rec.
Next week, I will be bringing Rocio the list for Sports Council, and she'll be contacting them for exec tour. Besides that, I have nothing.
Thank you. Commissioner Hidalgo, Greek Life Service and Community Outreach.
I don't think I have anything to do, but I just know I have a couple clubs I want to get on the agenda. For next meeting, so I'll be talking with you.
Yeah.
I know USSWA is super like adamant about getting heard, so I want them to get heard. But other than that, my birthday's on next Friday.
I know. Happy early birthday. Oh, and Commissioner Ancula, I believe your birthday was on Wednesday, so happy belated. Yeah, that's for the record.
That's it for me.
Perfect. Shoot us an email, both just to funding manager Desmero and myself, with the people that you want to see on the agenda, and with USSWA, that'll be one that we'll have
to hear
vote
their reasoning first
on. And I'll inform funding manager Desmero about all of that stuff beforehand. Commissioner Ancula.
Well, USSWA. I feel like they need like a sit down and like,
yeah,
need, like a run out of everything.
I've been working with them.
Oh, okay.
I know the president personally now. I haven't spoken with her.
Oh.
So she has my number, I have her number, and she'll, if she has any questions, she'll just like ask me and stuff. Yeah.
She's like in the club trip, she saw me for like 20 minutes. I was there for like 20 minutes, we're in the club trip.
No, she's just nervous because like, they're really like brand new and like, none of the past officers passed down anything to her, so she's like super confused on everything. So I'm working with her. She said that Ivy was very informative, so shout out to Rachel Way.
Perfect. Thank you. So is that it for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Commissioner Tarp, your professional academic arts business education.
So my coalition is killing it. Not much to report, really. I kind of took the downtime in this past week to catch back up on my other responsibilities, so I haven't worked on the policy too much, only like 2 pages, but I plan on getting back to 100% on that by the end of this weekend. That is the end of my report.
Awesome, thank you. Commissioner Wang, Crew Professional Academic Science and Engineering. Could you repeat those just for my knowledge?
Yeah, I haven't said this to you, but our actual was $4,990.67.
Okay.
And then our projected was $5,755. And I'm going to send Jared and Richard the breakdown unless all of you guys want it. Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, so I'll send that soon. And then we're going to have a real debrief of the ID conference next Friday, maybe, or maybe we'll push it back.
I think we should push that to when everyone can be here.
Okay. The thing about that is that we are also going to, so what I'm doing by next week is compiling all the clubs that didn't go, and then discussing with you guys what we're going to do, but the thing is that funding had been released, so that's also an issue. That the sooner we discuss it, the better. And then, I'm also maybe going to create like a legacy binder for the Ivy Conference, just so the next commission can have a smoother ride if they want to read after.
When you do that, save all of the files in a folder and then send them to me, and I'll put them on the drive so that the funding manager and director for next year and years after can access them.
Yeah, and also And then I'm also creating a... I lost my train of thought. lot. But yeah, so that's why I kind of want to do it next week. I know that some of us may not be there, but if we push it back too long, then that may also be an issue.
How long will the debrief take, do you think?
I don't really understand the reason why we can't
do that. They want to do the debrief in 2 weeks. But I was saying that I want to discuss like what to do with the club that didn't go.
Oh, you can bring that up like Friday and then do the debrief on Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that.
Perfect. So we'll expect that in your report next week then?
Yes.
Awesome. Anything else?
No.
Right on. Thank you. Commissioner Carrasco, Multicultural Diversity. Great. And Commissioner Ronquillo, Campus Life, Faith-Based Social Political Development.
With me, I'm gonna email you guys what I need for the next newsletter soon. Me and Rob finally finalized the time to go meet, so we can go finalize what we're gonna do for the Pulse. And then, other than that, I'm gonna be gone next week, Monday through Thursday. I'll be back in time for the meeting.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. We would normally move into agenda item 8, approval of minutes, but seem to have skipped this agenda, so we'll put those on next meeting. And then move into agenda item 9, remarks. Any remarks for myself or funding manager Desmer? Cool. Move into agenda item 10, staff reports.
Wow.
I'll have to for the moment.
Oh my gosh, very cool. We'll move into agenda 11, public comment. Commissioner Hidalgo.
I was just wondering when the next time we're all going to go do something fun.
Yeah.
We worked pretty hard. I feel like we deserve a little fun.
Yeah, we did. I guess.
It's like finally downtime.
To branch off of that, thank you for going through last weekend. That was nuts. It was a crazy, hectic, absolutely insane weekend. You guys pushed through it. I was absolutely exhausted by the end of it and only survived this week because I got like 14 hours of sleep going into Monday. So, yeah, that was awesome. Couldn't be happier with the way that it went. I'm happy with the way it went. My post on Facebook, Instagram, if you don't follow me, get on that. said that. So.
Why does everything have to do, whenever you post a picture about like the commission, why does it have to be like a negative comment about me?
It's on the record.
Just kidding.
We'll work on that. Next time it'll be Commissioner Tarr. Rocio, did you have anything?
So maybe we could celebrate a monthly birthday, so then that way you're doing something fun.
Yeah, when you say something fun, like, what do you want to do? Do we want to try and format a retreat or something, or
we can just go out to like
just hang out,
dinner, or like go
yeah.
like go bowling,
go
yeah.
bowling,
go bowling, bowling,
and
go
rock climbing,
go bowling, go rock climbing, dinner or something.
It's not a rock climber.
Cool.
So
yeah, well, we can definitely put.
You can run a 5K for me.
I'll run a 5K. Yeah, go ahead, Commissioner.
Just for the record, Kenneth turned 21. So
let's go get mimosas.
Also, wait, what's that thing that's on Wednesdays? Track night.
That's Wing Wednesday.
Yes.
There's
also
Wednesday, so
let's
see if we can go dancing one day.
Let's keep it professional. We're still in a meeting.
Pack game is tonight, tomorrow?
Nothing. I don't think it's tonight.
Tomorrow? Playing Purdue? Go Pack.
Oh, actually, I think it's tonight.
No, it's tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning.
Right on. Yeah, keep your eyes out on that one. I'm definitely going to be rooting for Pack against my best friend's home team, so right on. Anything else? Any other public comment? Right on. We'll move into agenda item 12. I adjourn the meeting of the Department of Corporate Organizations at 6:27 p.m.
They're talking about mimosas.
Yeah.